The other things which are there are the guerrilla hideouts, three of them. If there was an invasion, these men who were sort of not all Dad's army, but they were army personnel as well, and they dug these deep pits and in one case lined them with concrete inside, and they are the size of a house underground, and one of them in the yew grove, I remember, had a manhole cover the size of a street drain, and I went down into it, and there's all sorts of equipment in there, electric wires for their field telephones. They'd got water tanks, rainwater draining in. They'd got shelving. There was no food. There were no sort of old tins of baked beans or anything, but there was quite a lot of litter and rubbish. Actually, I filled that one in because health and safety said, oh, that's dangerous, somebody will fall in there. So I went and filled it in. But I know where it is, and one day somebody must go along and dig it out again. Mm. And the other two are open pits, which the Army Bomb Disposal examined with great care in 1990. And there again, there were water tanks. I've got one of them here. And there was half a gun barrel off a tank, which I've got here in the garden, I can show you, and wires and cups and all sorts of stuff like that.